Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson, is currently topping the box office. The director is known for 50 Shades of Grey and Nowhere Boy. In this film, Amy Winehouse is portrayed by Marissa Abella, known for her role in the TV drama industry. This film offers a unique glimpse into Winehouse's rise to fame. While numerous documentaries and concert films have featured Amy Winehouse, such as Amy in 2015 and Amy Winehouse, Back to Black in 2018, Back to Black by Sam Taylor Johnson, starring 27-year-old Marissa Abella, is the first narrative film about her life. The director goes beyond the tragedy of Amy Winehouse's story, avoiding portraying her as a victim and instead showing her in love, close to her friends and grandmother. With a witty yet poignant narration, the film transcends conventional media portrayals, delving deeply into the singer's soul. By adhering to her lyrics as a guide, it depicts her emotions and life in a compelling manner. The movie title, Back to Black, refers to Amy Winehouse's groundbreaking album, which won 5 Grammys and sold 16 million copies. Having died at 27 from substance abuse, Winehouse became a member of the 27 Club. The director chose not to focus narrowly on victimization. Thus, Jack O'Connell, who portrayed Blake, spent considerable time with him before filming, presenting a more humane perspective that does not paint Blake as the villain of the story. After all, he was the man Winehouse fell in love with, in the director's perception. Marissa Abella, who plays Amy Winehouse, captures the singer's strength and vulnerability. Rather than concentrating on Amy Winehouse's iconic eyeliner and outfit during auditions, she embodies the singer's essence, portraying her from the inside out. Her singing evolves throughout the movie, presenting a raw and authentic depiction of the artist. The director, who acknowledges that Amy Winehouse recorded her songs in a studio, aims for the film's story to connect on a deeper emotional level. She shared in the media that she discovered Amy Winehouse's songs at the age of 9. Amy Winehouse, who began singing as a teenager around the age of 14 or 15, was initially shy but had a voice that could captivate the world. Moreover, the film addresses contemporary issues such as weight loss, drug and alcohol addiction, love, personality, relationships, and the challenges of celebrity. Who remains when the curtain falls? Amy Winehouse found no one. And so she sang tears dry on their own. Still, Back to Black gave the artist once again a unique chance to defy her shadow. Beyond death, beyond media and evil critics, her luminous voice prevails.